the way to guy by the frame. We do have trunk on top of trunk of not on the left. They in their kitchen at home, we're talking about the situation of our world. And he said to me, we need encouragement. We need encouragement. I'm sure we'll agree. We all need encouragement. And my thoughts went to a well-documented story. In 2005, in that tube, I think that's what they call them up there, train, the tube. And there was a terrorist attack in the carriage. And there were over 20 people shot dead. But there was one lady called Bill, a young lady who was working in London. She somehow remained alive. She had no legs below her knees. She had at least an hour by herself with 20 dead bodies around her. She sat and thought about her life before God. Whether to give up. Months of rehabilitation, artificial legs. And as she sat there, a hand touched her. And that brought hope. She didn't know what who the hand belonged to. That brought hope for her. And then someone wiped the grime and blood off his face. And that meant so much to her. An encouragement in her life. And she wrote this. She said, I didn't care who that person was, male or female, rich or poor, from overseas or not. She knew that moment that person touched her hand, there was hope coming that way. My brother, son Leighton, was in Sydney and had the privilege of talking with this lady. He said, Dad, she was an inspiration. An inspiration. It brought two people together. 20 dead bodies around in the carriage. And two strange people come together with a touch of hope. That happened to you. Did me. Does me. A touch of hope. We can be to each other. And I'd just like to acknowledge here, Judy, on the mission field, that we have been so encouraged with members of this church. I'd like to acknowledge Gideon Hestis, Jeff and Carol, Calvin and Jim, and we met Diana at that camel. We had no idea what children were touch did for us at that bush. It's a challenge. No matter who we are, there's always someone in need. Artificial leaks. Months of rehabilitation, didn't matter, an inspiration. And then I thought about the encouragement I can give to others, they can give to me. The benefits, someone has said this, a touch of a hand can be like a medicine. Ask the doctors later if that's the truth. A touch of a hand can be like a medicine. It can have love and compassion instead of hatred, jealousy, and pride. It can have love and compassion in your life. in 41, Isaiah 41, verse 10. And please look it up if you've got your Bible there. We'll take time out with this, you know. We probably spend more time looking up the Bible than what people talk in the Bible. And I didn't care how I read the Bible. Isaiah 41, verse 10, says 6. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. There's the hand. Do not be afraid. Do not be fearful. So many people with fear. I don't know your lives. You don't know mine, but there's fear around. Do not be afraid, for I'm with you. The righteous right hand of God will bless you. If you get anything else or something, take that verse with you as you go out. And over the next few minutes, I want to share how the righteous right hand of God has touched people. They share stories, and I always have done by stories. Bring meaning. We can have a touch from God through prayer, Bible study, fellowship. And to trust in God. I read that Hudson Taylor, 50 years missionary in China, wrote, God's work done in God's way will never lack supply. God's work done in your life in God's way will never lack supply. Do not fall with you. I want to come join me on a trip around where we work, particularly Australia. This week, do some different things. I remember one Saturday, traveling 2 hours down to Lake Nash community. And there was a funeral. And there's a travel all that way to do a funeral. And after lunch, we had a baptism. And that encouraged me because it made me worthwhile going down that way. In that baptism, where we're going to get baptized, and there's a muddy water hole. And anybody who's been down that way, you'll know what I'm talking about. So I thought, I better just walk in and just see if everything's safe for our baptism. I didn't bring in cattle bones, right about 6 inches deep, gas is right. And John was baptized. Now John normally could talk a lot. I asked John, have you got anything to show? John didn't answer for quite a while. And then he said this, I am free. I'm free. That mighty water hole, that drop, he's free. Encouraged. Be encouraged with the stories I tell, because I remember an old man called Mundy, Aboriginal man, and he became a really good friend, but when he was young, He was cursed dumb. He talked too much. He made him mad. And while he was dumb, through finger talk, he became a Christian. And after a while, that missionary who was before me up in Tamworth, he said, we're going to pray for Monday that he'll get his speech back. They reverse the curse. The power of God, the encouragement of God. And as they did that, school. But while he was conducting the communion service, an old grandmother got up and said to the congregation, "I cannot take communion today." Would you be surprised if someone in the congregation got up and said that? It's scripture. This old lady couldn't read or write much, but she knew what the Bible said about examining herself before God and getting right with God and one another. And she got up and she said, "I can't take it because I'm not right with this old lady that sat in this." That old lady got up and they both confessed their sin. Both got right with each other and with God. And my brother, imagine how he felt. I had to feel like that. Two got right with each other around the communion table. Great stuff. And they kissed and hugged, and my brother was somewhere in the middle of it all. And get that crossed or down the river. My brother used to get a few scouts going around to see if he's in the eyes poked up. Your baptism didn't happen. Muddy water hole. Pass the river. And we've got the date on it. We've baptized. I remember him as a kid running around. His father was a missionary. He was prepared to take the risk of baptism in the Cotton Island Festival group. That said, Jim said the church had an amazing experience. I want to share with you. There was a pastor up there. He went there to the church with the local. And he wrote this. He read this. About a dozen people who come to the service. Listen to this. No light show. No polished worship band or leader. No 4-point sermon with application. Just a gathering of people in a pink shed. Concrete floor and an indigenous man talking about Jesus. That inspired him. Oh, I guess my. I know that man. He flew around the northern territory with him. He's a very sick man. And he said, talking about Jesus. No flashing lights. No big glass bands. Cement floor. And talking about Jesus. And this man went on to say, "It's one of the most inspiring and refreshing services I've ever done." It's just been a thrill to be able to be up there. People giving up. Seeing people coming to Christian. We need to pray for these people. Let's hop down to Camberwell and Mount Isa. Tony O'Gunner on the tour. Now, I know people have been up to Mount Isa, Camberwell. But Judy and I were there for 20 Bible come down to me and he said, Morris, he said, there's a story going around that they've been gambling on the horses in their eyes. This is true. Talk about encouragement. Sure, the gentle giant of the man who only went to year two in school said to this fellow, claimed I was gambling on the horses in their eyes, and said, Morris loves Jesus too much. That's encouragement. He was dead after us. Anyhow, cut a long story short, this man, I said to him, I'd like to see him. No, he was coming up. And I thought about, now, how would he think that I was gambling on the horses in their eyes and blessed us? What did I do wrong? Have I thought that? Somebody come up here and say, ha 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 ha, gotcha. Well, what about that? As I was waiting for Judy in the shade, the singer had died in Mount Isa. Guess where I was at? That's all the Staying from all the appearance of him. Types I'm going to that. Anyhow, he apologized. A couple of days later, he got a phone call. When he got to the hospital, there's a young fellow up here, wants you to pray with him. His wife's having difficulties in birth. And guess who it was? The guy who came. We prayed together. I didn't call me. Why did people call you? It wasn't long after that that his car broke down and got bogged on the back of the trailer. If you want to know more about this story, ask Alan Daly. We'll do that. We were called. Why did he come to us to bring, you know, tow his car back? Encouragement. Inspiration. To the love of God and our lives. Anyhow, we were down there, Alan, and we went down. I think it was a carburetor broke down. It was something less than the pedals on that and it sounded right. And then we hooked it up, brought it back, put it out of the mud. And Alan had first turn of driving the car behind Cyril's car in time. I was trying looking out the window, of the door. That windscreen's not that dirty. Why is he looking out the window? Fresh meat of 3 days before it wasn't so fresh up here. With 1,000 flocks. Remember that, Alan? Let us get that one. Encouragement. Inspiration. Refreshment. Why did this fellow claim that I did everything wrong? Come to me and ask. Oh my God. two challenging verses. How life is over. I want to say now that God remains faithful. God is called to be missionary. Some of you have probably heard this story. By the son in uni, the son in high school, and the son in primary school. And he's done all this. I went out in a faith mission. No guaranteed income, just love of God. Love of God. My three sons are in managerial positions today. Did God let me go? No way. No way. We even had food to give away. God is faithful. God is full of compassion. His arms. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Slow to anger and of great mercy. Even here today, he's full of compassion. Fear in your life. Needs a bit of mercy, needs a touch. Needs someone to come and get. Yeah, here it is. Put their hands on their shoulders and say, you love them. It's full of compassion. And then there's a verse I spoke about, 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Abstain from evil. The appearance of evil. This will bring encouragement in your life. Abstain from any appearance of evil, even if it's in the shade. You're not going to have any. As I said before, my heart's desire is, and I could share a lot more, but encourage me. We need inspiration. Do not fear anything. The world. I know the world's in a mess. You get inspired by God. And we need to be refreshed. I've been refreshed even sharing this.